Halftime with Lee Patterson, the only live local radio sports talk show in the Gila Valley.
He won an award, too.
And now, here's your host for Overtime, Lee Patterson.
He's now award-winning.
How there. It is Lee Patterson. Welcome to the program today. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're not having too much of a cleanup after that storm last night. Holy cow. We got a lot of rain, got a little hail, got a lot of wind over in Safford last night. Hope you fared well. We'll go with that. Hey, guess what? It's here. It's finally here. Week one of the high school football season is here. It is no longer week zero. We've referred to it as week zero in years past, but not anymore. It is now strictly week one. You have 11 weeks to play 10 games. So everybody will have a bye this week or this year. And it is 11 weeks to play 10 games of the high school football variety. And it all starts this week, Friday night. We'll have Eric Halmerson on a little bit later. He'll be introducing himself to all of you and talking about his time with Coach Paul Morrow, which is always a good time. So without further ado, let's see, what is going on? Let's start at the 3A schedules this week. These games are all taking place Friday night. As the season gets underway, American Leadership Queen Creek is at American Leadership Academy Ironwood. Those guys are just around the corner from each other there. That is a region game to start the season. American Leadership Queen Creek scrimmaged Sholo last week. I saw some video from that game, and Sholo looked like they were the better team in the scrimmage. But you never know with those leadership guys. They could have 17 guys eligible week six with all the transfers they've been getting the last couple of years. Coronado is at Arcadia. Arizona College Prep is at Chandler Prep. And Arizona College Prep has been hyping themselves on the Twitter this offseason, so we'll see what they can get done against Chandler Prep. Borgade Catholic is at Coolidge. Coolidge is going with they're going back old school to the lighter blue uniforms. Some of you will remember that before Carlo Hernandez was the head coach there, that they were light blue and red. And they're going back to those colors this year under their second-year head coach. Northwest Christian is at Fountain Hills. Scottsdale Christian is at Gilbert Christian. That's an interesting matchup. I don't know what either of those schools have, but that should be a good matchup. Pinyon is at Kingman. River Valley goes across the border to take on Needles, California. Payson is at Page. Pushridge is at Rio Rico. Santa Cruz is at Sarita. Odyssey Institute is at Santan Foothills. The Odyssey Institute mascot is the Minotaur. Cool. Round Valley is at Sholo. What a way to open the season for both of those squads. That is a big matchup to start the season. Round Valley at Sholo on Friday night. Our game of the week will be Safford at Snowflake. And we'll get into that game a little bit later. We'll come back around to it. Douglas is at Tankaverde. Blue Ridge is at Winslow. Ganado at Benjamin Franklin. San Manuel is at Yuma Catholic, and that rounds out the 3A schedule this week. On the 2A side of it, Heritage Academy out in Levine will open up their season at Antelope. They get to drive out to near Yuma to take on that one. Arizona College Prep, we talked about that one. Altase is at Globe. St. John's is at Tempe Prep. That game's going to be at Mesa Community College on Friday night. Morenci is at Thatcher. What a huge, that's a region game. And we're going to come back around to that one. We're going to preview most of these games here in a little bit. We're just going down the schedule now. Glendale Prep is at Trivium Prep. ASU Prep is at Veritas Prep. Let's see. And that's it for this week to round out that schedule. And on the 1A side of things, 8-man football gets started this week as well. Baghdad is at Valley Union. Fort Thomas is at Bob McKeevery. St. David at Bowie San Simone. Superior is at Mayer. Phoenix Day School for the Deaf is at NFL Yet. So that's PTSD at NFL Yet. Duncan is at Ray. And that is it for eight-man games this week. So let's swing back around to the games that involve the local teams. All of this info, you'll be able to see at GilaValleyCentral.net. So the way to find my stuff at GilaValleyCentral.net is obviously GilaValleyCentral.net. Then you're going to click on local sports. I lied. You're going to click on Double R Radio, and you're going to... I lied again. See, I should have talked this through. You're going to click on news, and you're going to click on local sports, and that is where all of the stuff I will be contributing to the website will be at. We've also got some of you are listening on Gila Valley Central right now, so I appreciate that. Those of you at work and around and about, you can listen on your phone and on your computer. All the games will be there as well. You can listen to our game Friday night in Snowflake by clicking on Double R Radio and KATO Sports Broadcasts, and you'll be able to listen to everything we've got live there. So let's go. Let's preview the games this week. We'll start with our game of the week, Safford at Snowflake. Coach Halmerson, I've got to talk with him a lot since he's been hired, and he's pretty straightforward guy. So I asked what he thought about his scrimmage at Round Valley, and they thought their ones went toe-to-toe with Round Valley's ones, meaning their starters. But the quote was, "We still have a lot of work to do, which you would expect. You don't want your team to be the best it's going to be at the scrimmage. Right. You want it to climb. If you're good now, there's only one way to go. So you want to start with some work to do. They're going to rely heavily on their quarterback this year, Mason DeRose. He is very capable of running the offense. He got some time last year before going down with a knee injury. I was at the game when he got hurt, and it was a horse collar tackle, and it blew up his knee, and he was not back after that. And he has now had a whole summer as the quarterback, and he's coming in, and he's ready to go. I actually was at practice yesterday. He looked good out there running the offense, and they're going to rely on C.J. Scrivener. He has got all conference speed. You just got to get him pointed in the right direction. And when he does, he is really hard to stop. Sam Tobias is another guy they're going to rely on. He didn't play last year because of a broken leg, but he's back this year. He's also on this track team. Really fast, big back, bigger than CJ. And then, in this name, hasn't been on the football field in high school, Dewan Andrews, the All-American wrestler, is out for football this year, and he is in a running back position. They've got some speed, Safford does. They've just got to get it going all in the right direction under the new offense with Coach Halmerson. He'll talk to us a little bit about that later as well. Snowflake didn't look great in their scrimmage against Thatcher. And I don't know if it's because Thatcher's defense is just really good this year or if Snowflake's still trying to get together. Again, it's a scrimmage. It's controlled. Snowflake didn't pick up a first down against Thatcher in the scrimmage. And they rely on their quarterback, Tragan Standifer. He threw for 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns last season, but he did throw 7 interceptions on top of those 10 touchdowns. He's a big left-handed guy. They like to do some things with him out of the pocket, and I think Safford could take advantage of that on defense. David Brimhall, their leading rusher, is back 600 yards last year and 9 touchdowns for Snowflake. And there's a number 22 Fox, and I don't have his first name in front of me, but they like to get the ball to him as well. I mean, Safford's got to stop one of those guys and contain the other two. That's pretty much what they're going to have to do to come out on top in Snowflake. And you know, and I hope there's some people listening in the White Mountains, because they will deny this publicly, but they know this. You have to be up by more than a touchdown late in the game in the White Mountains if you want to win the game. You just do. It's been like that. See, I've been around 19 years doing sports. you've got to be 14 points better than a White Mountain team to win in the White Mountains. The next game, Morenci at Thatcher. That is a huge season opener. Not only is it the season opener, but it's a conference game. I was also out at Thatcher practice yesterday. You know, I make my rounds. I don't just make this stuff up, you know. What you do is you go out and you verify it. You talk to people before you talk about it. And they're going in the right direction. They look good against in their scrimmage against Snowflake and ALA Gilbert. And they look good in that scrimmage. So they're ready to head into the season. But Morenci's not bad. Morenci looked pretty good against Douglas in their scrimmage. And Morenci's going to rely on their quarterback, Mark Roybal. He does a lot of things for him. He's even a lead blocker sometimes in their scheme up in Morenci. So both teams are going to line up and run the football. There's going to be a lot of rushing yards in that game Friday night over at Eastern Arizona College. And Thatcher's just going to do what they do. If you've seen Thatcher play for the last 15 years, they're going to look exactly like that. It doesn't matter that Sean Hinton's not the head coach this year. They're going to do what they do. And they're going to run the football. They do have the ability to throw it this year with Jack Courtson at quarterback. I don't know that they will throw it, though. I think in their scrimmage in 40 plays, they threw it like four times. So we'll see what they do. Don't be surprised, though, if Morenci's – it's a tight game. It's not an indication of Thatcher. Morenci's better this year. And catching them, it's harder to play Morenci early than it is late. I've noticed a trend over the last 18 years. If Morenci's still in the playoffs late in the season, they're tough to play. But if they're not in the playoff situation in the late part of the football season, those guys all go to wrestling, and then they become a different team late in the season. So that'll be a good one. ALA is at Pima. I'm not real sure what to expect from Pima. They went to Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge was the better team in the scrimmage. Pima has some horses. I mean, they've got Brendan Hughes at quarterback. They moved Jake Whitaker from the offensive line to running back. So they've got a big running back that can run downhill. But I don't know. They're going to run the Veer. All three teams in town are running the Veer this year. Safford, Thatcher, and Pima. They're going to run the football, and if you can control clock, you're going to be okay. Arizona Lutheran's coming off a 7-4 season. They lost to Morenci in the opening round of the playoffs. They only threw for 655 yards in 11 games last year, so don't expect them to throw much more this year either. They run the football a lot, and Brandon Garcia for Arizona Lutheran is their guy. He ran for 1,700 yards and 20 touchdowns last season, so if Pima can avoid getting down early and having some momentum, I think they're going to be fine. But if they get down early, it could be a big hole. And then Fort Thomas and Bob Akivri, at Bob Akivri. So Fort Thomas has to take the bus ride over to Sells. This one's not going to be close. Fort Thomas will handle them. Fort Thomas could go undefeated in the regular season. It wouldn't surprise me this year. They have a really good team this year and a weak schedule. So they could go down there. That one is at Babbo. Babbo didn't win a game last year. So if Fort Thomas goes over there and jumps on them early, they'll roll. And I expect them to do that this week as well. That'll wrap up the preview section of the show. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll have Safford head coach Eric Halmerson with us. Coming up on Overtime. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Preston at Boulevard Big O Tires. Check out this deal.
Now through August 25th, save $100 instantly on sets of four Big O brand tires with paid installation. Plus, get up to a $50 mail-in rebate on purchases of $500 or more when using your Big O credit card. Valid at participating locations. Up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted retail price not to exceed $35. Disposal fees extra where permitted. Not valid with other offers. See store for pricing. Mail-in rebate subject to credit approval. Not valid with other credit rebate offers. See rebate form for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Justin Eccles from Vector Financial. If you're a business owner and you don't like your renewal for your medical insurance, if it's gone up 20% or more, come on down to Vector Financial. We'll give you a free quote. If you give me a complete census, I'll have a numbers back to you within an hour. Also, Medicare season's up. October 15th is open enrollment. So if you have any Medicare questions, if you're turning 65, please come on down to Vector Financial, located at 3322 West Main Street. Our phone number is 928-428-0860. Come on down to Vector Financial.
Hi, this is Jamie Myers with Advanced Air Systems in Thatcher. We have been providing heating and cooling services to Graham, Greenlee, and Cochise counties since 2001. That is over 17 years of excellent service to our customers. I want to promise you that you will receive that same quality service now that you did from day one, 17 years ago. So if you ever need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical work for your home or office, call us at Advanced Air Systems, 928-428-7425.
And welcome back to Overtime. Now joining me on the phone is a new Safford head football coach, Eric Halmerson. And coach, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And this is your debut on the show, and we welcome you to town. And so let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing since you got here and taken over the program. This summer you went to two separate camps, right?
Yes, yeah, we did. We actually started in May, and we had six practices for spring football, and then I bought a house in the community, and then we traveled up to Pine Top and had mountain camp at the Presbyterian Church behind Charlie Clark's there in Pine Top, Arizona, and we camped out on a grass area of the church facility and used their kitchen and picnic area to feed 41 boys, and then we would walk from the church to Woodland Park and practice at the park, and the boys walked about 17 miles in 2 days and had six practices in 2 days, so they got their exercise, and on the last day, on Friday, we hiked up to the top of Springer Mountain there behind Blue Ridge High School, and we didn't, you know, take the road. We hiked straight up the side of the mountain, and then got to get in the fire tower and look down at the city of Snowflake and the city of Solo, and you know, we played both of those teams this year, so we started preparing for those White Mountain teams very early in the summer.
And then after Pine Top, you loaded them up and headed west.
Yes, yeah, we did. We had scheduled to have camp at Camp Pendleton there in Oceanside, California, with the Marine base. I had done several camps in the past at Camp Pendleton, and for some reason, the Marines would not let us come aboard their base. I don't know if they had reserves in or if they had other people come in, and they wouldn't really tell us why we couldn't come aboard. But we had to change our plans, and it reverted to old school Blue Ridge, Coach Morrow type mountain California camps. And luckily it all worked out, and I was able to find a place to stay. And it was awesome. We took 48 boys to California, and the price is right too. You know, mountain camp cost $100 for each kid. California camp cost $200 per kid, and very, very affordable. You know, the teams that go up to the White Mountains for normal mountain camp with top workmen or these different guys that put on camps up there, you know, it's they're very expensive, upwards of $350 or so. So our camps are very affordable for the kids here in Safford.
And then we'll fast forward to back in town, and you mentioned Paul Morrow. For those that don't know, you played at Blue Ridge High School for Paul Morrow, and then you actually came and played here at Eastern Arizona College as well. And so I've been out to practice several times since you've taken over. We've got to know each other fairly well, and I see a lot of Paul Morrow in your teachings. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. You know, Paul was on our sideline at Round Valley. He'll be on our sideline at Snowflake. He is a mentor, and he's helping from, you know, from a distance. But he is an ally and a father figure, and I love the man dearly. Yeah, I played for him for 4 years at Blue Ridge High School, started for him for 2 years, and you know, won three state championships my sophomore year, my junior year, and senior year. 94, 95, and 96. And, yeah, we our practices are very similar, you know, the setups of them, of how we teach. So absolutely, a lot of old Coach Moore around.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things I picked up is not even really X's and O's related. The first time I came out to practice, you had guys in white jerseys and guys in blue jerseys. And usually, you know, offense and defense has different jerseys on, but this time they were all in the same place. And I said, Coach, did you not have enough of the same colored jerseys? He said, oh, no. The guys in the blue jerseys haven't missed a practice. The guys in the white ones have. I love that. I mean, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, little things, you know, that we do and with our line leaders and how we separate our groups when we go to camps. And yep, it's a lot of it is Paul Morrow driven. You know, I also worked and was a defensive coordinator for 7 years for George De La Torre, and you know, he's a very good coach as well, and he's from Miami. Actually played for Guzik when Guzik was the head coach of Miami back in the late 60s.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. Yes, the coaching fraternity is small. Let's get down to business. You got Snowflake on the road on Friday night in the White Mountains, and my first question is, where do you think you are right now as a team?
Well, I would like to think that we're at a level that we can compete, and so hopefully, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to go up to Snowflake and compete and. You know, we're an underdog for sure. We return two starters on offense. We return two starters on defense. All of our skilled players are juniors. You know, we have a mixture of senior and junior linemen. And so we're very, I don't want to say young. I guess the better word would be inexperienced at the varsity level. And so hopefully we can compete. You know, Snowflake is ranked number 7 preseason in the Arizona Republic. They're ranked number 4 in Sullenberger's preseason ranking. So they're a top 3A opponent. And, you know, hopefully we can compete.
And to compete, what does Safford High School have to do Friday night to compete?
Well, first off, we have to control the ball. Not turn the ball over, take time of possession, you know, and just control the football and offense. And then on defensive, you know, the side of the ball, we have to play very well. We have to stop their running game. We have to force their big left-handed quarterback to throw the ball. And we can't give up big plays. So.
And then what's the one thing, I mean, you've seen, they scrimmaged against Thatcher and ALA Gilbert this last week, Snowflake did, and I know films have been exchanged. Is there anything, I've seen a little bit of it, 25, their tailback is the top offensive threat, and you mentioned stopping him, making the quarterback throw. Anything else in particular? I mean, obviously turnover game and you said big plays. Anything else stand out to you coming into Friday night?
Well, you know, anybody that follows football in the 3A, especially the 3A East, you know, Snowflake is always super big and super athletic. You know, just go to a state track meet, you know, you'll see, you know, I believe Snowflake won both the boys and the girls this past year. I think they won the boys the last 2 years. The state track meet, so they're going to be real big and physical and fast, and you know, all their skill guys return from last year. Their quarterback was a junior last year. Their running back was a junior last year. Their best all-purpose athlete, number 22, he's a Fox kid. He was a junior last year, and then they're kind of like us in the sense of linemen that they return about half of their line, but they're going to be big old corn-fed, you know, Snowflake boys. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us.
I mean, obviously, I would say the key in just in most football, but in this one, is not to get down early. And down big early, I should say.
Yeah, you know, we want to set the tone, and I think that comes from, you know, either defensively or offensively. You know, if we're on defense first, if we get a three and out in a punt, that's how we want to start and keep them from getting on the scoreboard early. And then offensively, you know, body punches, 3 yards, 2 yards, 8 yards, 4 yards, 12 yards, you know, and just take it to them and control the football. Just like I said earlier, we can control the football and we can do some things on defense, and I think we're going to be able to compete.
Well, and that would be big, and you're going into this one, putting all your time and energy into it, and then you'll get a week to rest, but I know you're focused on this one right away. So any nerves or extra hype on your part going back to the White Mountains as a head coach?
Oh, you know, I don't think so. I'm just excited to be here in Safford, and this is a great place, great community. We have great kids. You know, to take 41 boys to camp and to take another 48 boys to camp and not have any problems. And you know, we just have good kids and good people here. And I don't get caught up in all of the who you know and where you've come from and stuff. I mean, I went up to Round Valley last week and got to see a good friend, Marcus Bell. And you know, it is what it is. I come from some pretty special football background, I guess, but you know, no, I'm not overly worried about it. I know Snowflake's good. You know, so
exactly. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you're busy at the school, but I appreciate you taking some time today and introducing yourself to the listeners, and good luck Friday. We'll talk to you then.
Hey, appreciate it.
That is head coach Eric Halmerson from Safford. We'll be back with more here on Overtime coming up next.
Attention Gila Valley. We have recently become aware of an epidemic plaguing the entire Gila Valley and beyond. A growing number of the good folks in and around the Gila Valley have bought used vehicles that are branded as lemons. How do you know if you bought a lemon? Come into Arizona Dodge for a complimentary, no obligation vehicle history report. We'll shoot you straight. Hopefully, we can help you turn your lemons into lemonade. This is not a sales tactic. This is what a reputable car dealership does for its valued community. Come see us at Arizona Dodge.
Hi, this is Dan Curtis, owner and publisher of GilaValleyCentral.net. We're excited to team up with the crew at Double R Media to bring you the best coverage of news, sports, and information in the Gila Valley. We've added some exciting new features in conjunction with our radio partners, like a live stream button, classified ads, and Gila Idol archives, and there's a lot more coming. So keep listening to your favorite radio station and head over to GilaValleyCentral.net to see what's new. GilaValleyCentral.net.
Hey, sports fans, it's Lee Patterson, and the wait is over. It's time for high school football this Friday night right here on KATO 1230 AM. Join me at about 6:45 for the Open Loop Energy pregame show live from Snowflake High School, where the Safford Bulldogs will be taking on the Lobos. Eric Halmerson heads back to the White Mountains, this time as the head coach of the Safford Bulldogs. If you're not going to be around a radio, join us online at GilaValleyCentral.net. Friday's game is brought to you in part by Arizona Dodge, R&R Pizza, and John's Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to Overtime, and our thanks to Eric Halmerson for joining us today, as he it sounds like he's got him ready to go. It'll be fun Friday night. We'll be there, as the promo just said, about 6:45 with the Open Loop Energy pregame show. We got some new sponsored features in game this year too that you'll be hearing about on Friday night as well. Also, one thing else I wanted to mention before we got out of here: Eastern Arizona College ranked number 20 in the NJCAA preseason poll that came out today. So they're getting some looks nationwide on their football season. That's what happens when you come off back-to-back bowl wins. So congratulations to them as they get their season started. They don't kick off until September 1st, so we'll be talking about them a little bit more as that gets a little bit closer to us. Again, thanks to Coach Halmerson, and we'll be live in Snowflake on Friday. That'll be a fun one. I also, us sports guys at the radio station, we get our little area, and we've got a basket up on the wall, like a little basketball basket, and we for 6 months now we've been trying to make it from different parts of the office. I won today, by the way, so that is my claim to fame. I won today. I hit the basket from my desk in the corner of the room. So, I mean, can the day get any better than that, right? So thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. ABC News coming up next here on KETO.
Goodbye.
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 Now, if you'll excuse me.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Signing off.
Come to bed.
Now.
Okay.